Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team has been off for a couple of weeks. Christy Berkeley is joining us right now. Christy, any sport where you do nothing but run, I'm guessing it can never be good to be off for 2 weeks because practices can't be a whole lot of fun that way, can they?
No, definitely not. It's hard not having meets where we're actually competitive, but our coach keeps us doing stuff in road races and having harder practices, doing things that kind of simulate a competition in a way so we don't get too out of the habit.
You guys still yet have another week off this week before you head back to North Dakota. You are going to take part, though, in the BSU Walk for Women, and just from an athlete's standpoint, how important is this?
Well, I think it's really important just to bring in scholarship money and funds to help the women's athletics, and that's part of the reason that we don't have a meet this weekend is because they really want to make a good impression as far as having the women's athletes here at the Women's Walk. I think it's good for the people participating to be able to see us and know what they're doing the walk for. So,
you know, if a scholarship was not out there, You'd still be going to school, you'd still be running cross country and track someplace, wouldn't you?
I think that I would, but I think it depends on the person. Scholarship money definitely helps a lot of athletes. It helps them get through school, and if you're able to participate in a sport and have that extra thing there to help you get through, it makes a huge difference.
You're in cross country in the fall, you're in indoor track in the winter, you're in outdoor track in the spring. There's no time for you to work, is there?
No, there's really not, and that's a thing that a lot of teachers have a hard time with too, is that we don't have outside jobs because the availability just isn't there for us to be hired, and so scholarships are a way for us to be able to get through school financially without maintaining a consistent job, which a lot of athletes have a hard time getting.
I know that the cross-country team doesn't get a whole lot of scholarship money, but every little bit for every sport certainly helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know cross-country doesn't get a ton, but I think it goes the same for any women's sport, that anything you can get and just increasing it a little bit every year, recruiting people to come out and helping the athletes that do work hard in school and in sports get through their college career, so...
All right, thank you, Christy, and enjoy the next week off.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.